And Carla, could you please read item 1114?
Mm-hmm. Proclaim October 2018 to be Disability Employment Awareness Month.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mr. President. And first, let me just acknowledge all of our guests here today in council chambers. It is actually quite rare on our afternoon session to have this many people. So thank you for taking time out of your busy lives to be with us today for this celebration and the reading of the proclamation. As you all know, we just had a great event in the atrium celebrating National Disability Employment Awareness Month, where we talked about the importance of removing barriers and creating a more inclusive workplace. That when we do so, everybody wins. We were joined by many local leaders and advocates, including our good friend Bob Jundeff, the former executive director of Disability Rights Oregon. Bob announced to us he'll be spending most of his retirement in Washington, D.C., attending meetings of the Social Security Administration, looking out for our interests. And again, on behalf of the council, Bob, congratulations on your retirement and thank you for your service. We're going to follow up on the celebration this afternoon with some invited testimony, and then Commissioner Saltzman will read a proclamation the mayor has issued for this occasion. I want to take a moment to thank someone on my team who's been working on this and many other related issues, and that's Asena Lawrence, and I want to thank Asena for her great work. Before we hear from our invited guests, both Commissioners Fritz and Commissioner Udaly, would like to say a few words, so let me turn the mic over to Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, and thank you, everybody, for being here. This is a good day to be celebrating some progress and to affirm that we need to make much more. So I very much appreciate each of you being here, remembering that in 2011 we established the Office of Equity and Human Rights, and I believe we're still the only such office in the nation that recognizes disability rights as human rights and as part of an essential part of our program in the Office of Equity and Human Rights. I'm excited to be back in charge of the office under Mayor Wheeler with his partnership. And by the way, he's on vacation this week, so I'm sorry that he's missing this event. In 2012, City Council unanimously adopted the Model Employer Strategic Plan, which represents our commitment to increasing employment opportunities for people who identify as having a disability. And then in 2016, with support from the Portland Commission on Disability, the Council approved two disability equity-focused positions, one in the Bureau of Human Resources and the other in the Office of Equity and Human Rights. There are many, many city employees who are fundamental to this work and who are dedicated to this work. So I will just thank Claire Adamsick and my staff for helping to put together this presentation, and also all the staff in the Office of Equity and Human Rights, all the equity managers in the city, and the partnership with the Bureau of Human Resources. We are very grateful that we are starting to recognize that much more work needs to be done to put people to work. So because we know that people who identify as experiencing disabilities have nearly at least twice as high rates of unemployment as people who do not identify as having a disability. And meaningful work is important for all of us for many, many reasons, particularly so that people can, I'll just leave it at for many, many reasons. I think we all appreciate that having a meaningful job that pays the bills is a fundamental experience that everybody should be able to have. So thank you all, and thank you, Commissioner Fish, for leading this work in this announcement today.
Thank you. Commissioner Udaly?
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Well, I'm really proud to be part of a city that recognizes disability rights as human rights, and to have colleagues that take this charge seriously and are making meaningful efforts in their bureaus. Removing barriers seems to be the theme of the year for me, and earlier today, I started my day out driving a snowplow, learning how we remove frozen water barriers. That was exciting. I didn't run anyone over.
Did you see any snow?
There was also no snow. There were cones, and I didn't hit a single cone.
Very good.
But enough about me. Of course, today we're here to talk about Disability Employment Awareness Month. So I want to again thank everyone who serves on PCOD, the Portland Commission on Disability, and I want to give a special shout out to my constituent relations specialist, Josiah Barber, who emceed the event downstairs and who is my liaison to PCOD. And just thank you for all your hard work and thank you for being here today. This month is a chance to recognize the significant progress we've made for those living with disabilities and to honor the lasting contributions and diverse skills that people with disabilities bring to our workforce. I don't want to repeat everything I just said downstairs because most of you were there, so I will just mention once again that the 2018 National Disability Employment Awareness Month theme is America's Workforce Empowering All. When we empower all, we create opportunities for growth and improvement, not just for those with disabilities, but for everyone. So thank you again, and I look forward to working further with PCOD and disability advocates in our community to achieve and sustain workplace inclusivity in Portland.
Thank you, colleagues. And now it's my honor to invite up to the dais an all-star lineup for our panel. We have five people. We'll just add an extra chair so we can fit all five. First is Vadim Mazursky, Anna E. Keenan, Vale Horton, Ken Dodge, and Ryan McBee. If all five of you can come forward, and we'll add a chair if necessary. Great, thank you. And so, Vadim, do you want to kick us off, or how would you like to begin?
I'd love to.
Please. If you can just bring the mic as close as possible.
And just give us your name again also.
Hello, everybody. My name is Vadim Mazursky. Many of us have met, and it's a pleasure being in front of you. I appreciate this opportunity to recognize a very important occasion. First of all, I would like to thank Kofi Dassault, who has been very helpful on behalf of OEHR in organizing this event as well, and Asena Lawrence, Claire Adamsick, and Josiah Barber, who have been mentioned, who work at City Hall, as well as the Portland Commission on Disability, many of whom are here today, without whom this this event would not have been organized as well as it has. Portland draws its strength from the differences of its people. I'm sure we all recognize that. From a vast range of thought, experience, and ability. Every day, people with disabilities enrich our community and businesses. They are leaders, entrepreneurs, and innovators, each with unique talents to contribute and points of view to express. During National Disability Employment Awareness Month, we acknowledge this culture of diversity and renew our commitment to build a workforce that offers inclusion and opportunity for all. In the decades since the passage of the Americans with Disability Act, much progress has been made. However, the unemployment rate for people with disabilities remains high, as has been noted several times. Many of us are related to people with disabilities. Many of us associate with disabilities, identify with disabilities. Many of us have friends with disabilities. And so I think it is incumbent upon all of us to do what we can to change that statistic. Sitting at this table today are individuals that are using their considerable talents to improve economic opportunities for people with disabilities. We have Anai Keenan is a City of Portland's Disability Resource and Employment Specialist. As part of the Bureau of Human Resources, Anai is actively working with city stakeholders to create and sustain employment systems for job applicants and employees with disability. Next to me is Vale Horton. Vale is a motivational and inspirational speaker. He is the founder of Keen Healthcare and Insight, a nonprofit that has raised more than $12 million for education, employment, and independent services for people with barriers. Two people down from me is Ken Dodge, who is the Workforce Service Manager at Oregon Commission for the Blind. He supervises a statewide team of staff who engage with businesses and OCB clients to achieve the best possible competitive integrated employment outcomes. Prior to that, Kent spent 17 years working for the Portland Community College as Director of Workforce Development. And with him is Mr. Ryan McBee, who works at OCB as the Rehabilitation Assistant. Ryan graduated in 2014 from Western Oregon University with a degree in political science. Thank you very much, and I will cede the floor to Anna Yee.
Good afternoon. So, as Fadi mentioned, my name is Anna E. Keenan, and I am the Disability Resources and Employment Specialist, which is a bit of a mouthful, working at the Bureau of Human Resources. So, National Disability Employment Awareness Month is a wonderful opportunity to celebrate the hard work and the accomplishments of all employees with disabilities across the nation, including those here at the City of Portland. So as we know, people with disabilities encounter significant barriers to employment. A report from the Oregon Office on Disability and Health noted that Oregonian adults with disabilities are employed at less than half the rate of those without. In response to this challenge, the city has committed to being a model employer and an employer of choice for disability community. So the purpose of the City Disability Employment Program is, as Dean also said, to develop and sustain equitable employment systems for job applicants and for employees with disabilities. So as part of that work, we are strengthening our reasonable accommodation system. We are helping to facilitate a welcoming work environment, and we're also working to build a data tracking system so that we can measure our progress in this area. I'm also very glad to share that we are starting the second year of the Project Surge pilot. Our interns will be starting their assignment next week with the Bureau of Human Resources and Portland Parks and Recreation. So in closing, I would just like to thank City Council for all of their tremendous support of National Disability Employment Awareness Month, as well as helping to start the Disability Employment Program here at the city. And I look forward to the continued growth of our work in this area, and I am so excited that we are continuing to support applicants and employees with disability. Thank you.
Hi there. Thank you for having me. My name is Vail Horton, and it's a privilege to be here. I tend to talk in a way that is, my wife calls it, a little future-oriented. It's a little down the road, and I preface that because some of the things I say haven't been said before or said differently than you're going to expect. I was born without legs. This arm doesn't touch my face. This arm looks like this. In addition, I'm a type 1 diabetic who takes insulin all the time. I have half my hearing in my left ear and three quarters of my hearing in my right ear. And my bladder stopped working about a year ago, and so I have to drain my bladder in a way that feels like a car accident every time I do it. I tell you that because those aren't my disabilities. Zip, zero, zilch. My disabilities are that I'm a control freak, or that I eat to feel good, and that's why I'm overweight. My disabilities are that I push my kids too hard, or sometimes I come across as not being very empathetic. I'd like to propose that the title for next year, while this year it's focused on barriers and changing those barriers, I'd like to propose a topic for next year that there needs to be a culture change. The fastest way you get people with disabilities employed is to create a level playing field. And when you go into businesses, private or government, and you were to say that procrastination and being negative and being late, whatever they are, as well as being on a skateboard, we're all disabled. When you create that level playing field, you can really start to move the needle of employing people with disabilities. Insight's a nonprofit that has a lot of neat people who are dedicated to helping you create ideas on how to do that. We employ people by the tens, by the hundreds. We do that through job fairs. We do that through education to businesses just today. We spoke to 150 managers and executives of the Port of Portland, and at the beginning of that speech, I asked who here is disabled, and we got like one or two hands, and by the end of the speech, everyone raised their hand because we all have a disability. It's really important to have government play a role in diversity and inclusion and all of that. It's also really important that government understands that tricky balance of when help becomes preventing that person from unlocking their potential. And a lot of people with disabilities are locked into welfare. I know that because I was adopted at birth, and when I was 18 years old and no longer a part of California Medicaid, that I needed to go find my own health insurance. And so I went to the government to say, I was born with a disability, how can government help me? But they said, how much money do I have? And at that time, I was 18 years old, and I had $16,000 in my bank account because my first job was at 10 years old. And they said, well, you have to give away your money to someone you could trust in order to get health insurance and in order to get a monthly income that would provide for yourself. And you probably know a little bit of enough about me to know that I turned my head to that, right? I did not accept that. We're not just talking about jobs, and we're not just talking about people with disabilities. A job provides independence, and when people have independence, they're happy. People in jails have disabilities. The opioid death epidemic, those people have disabilities. People on welfare, those people have disabilities. People with disabilities have disabilities. But we're all in this together. And the goal is, how do you change the culture to really motivate and change people's thinking to where hiring with people with disabilities is a great thing? You can walk 3 blocks from this building and see now hiring signs. There's enough jobs for people with disabilities, but there needs to be a combination of removing the barriers, but also changing the culture. Because we don't want to end up in a country where every parking spot's a disabled parking spot. I remember when I grew up, and I'm only 41 years old, there was only one handicapped parking spot. Now you go to Costco and there's 50. So we really need to change the way we look at people with disabilities and realize everybody has a disability. A job's important for everybody. What do we need to do in order to move the needle? That's my diatribe. And Insight has phenomenal people that are willing to spend time with you all to create some innovative ideas that are results-oriented, that don't just move the needle a little bit. We're not talking about hiring people with disabilities one or two at a time, but how do we employ people with disabilities in 10 and 100 and 1,000 a time? So thank you for your passion towards this topic. It's an important one.
Thank you.
My name is Ken Dodge, and I work with the Oregon Commission for the Blind. And our remarks today really are going to echo what you've heard from the other speakers. We are invested in changing the culture of the business community, changing the culture of government agencies, changing the culture of the communities we live in to create opportunities and to be able to demonstrate the value of working with hiring people with disabilities and the contributions that folks can make to the overall economy. The specific remarks from the commission, though, I'd like to turn it over to my colleague, Ryan McBee. Ryan?
All right. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, members of the City Council. As it's been said before, we're celebrating Disability Employment Awareness Month as part of October. So what does this mean? This provides us an opportunity to celebrate, educate, discuss, and advocate for employment opportunities for people with disabilities. The Oregon Commission for the Blind is tremendously appreciative for the opportunity to participate in this event with the City of Portland today and so many of our community partners. OCB, the Oregon Commission for the Blind, embraces a dual customer approach to our work and fulfilling our mission which is to empower Oregonians who are blind to fully engage in life. The first component of this customer service approach is by helping Oregonians who are blind get and retain employment, which allows them to support not only themselves, but also their families. How do we do this? By offering our clients training in orientation and mobility, independent living skills, and assistive and adaptive technologies. The second part of our approach is partnering with local businesses by offering them training in disability awareness and etiquette, advice for creative strategies for inclusive outreach, retention, and recruitment. We also provide guidance to these employers in the categories of accessibility, accommodations, and assistive and adaptive technologies. We provide demonstrations and consultation for these skills as well. The Oregon Business Committee can greatly benefit from working with the organizations like the Oregon Commission for the Blind. By creating inclusive strategies for recruitment, businesses can greatly increase their chances of finding a highly qualified candidate for a difficult to fill position. A business's potential customer base can dramatically increase by demonstrating a commitment to inclusion. As it's been said earlier today, nearly 19% of the U.S. population identifies in some way as having a disability. So what does this mean to employment? This can translate into billions of dollars of revenue. Businesses, as it's been said, can benefit financially from hiring individuals with disabilities through financial incentives such as the Workforce Opportunity Tax Credits and other federal deductions by enacting accessible workplaces. And the last part, I just want to say, as someone who has benefited as a client from the Commission for the Blind, as someone who, as I've gotten older, my eyesight's gotten worse, and I've turned to the Commission for the Blind to get the help I would need. As it was said in my introduction this afternoon, I got my bachelor's degree in political science from Western Oregon University. It's something I wouldn't have been able to do without the help and support of the Commission for the Blind. And I just want to conclude and say that my story is not unique. There are hundreds of blind Oregonians who would like to be employed. Just give us a chance. Build that relationship between the employers, the available resources at the Commission for the Blind, and our staff members to make that employment a reality. I just want to say thank you to the members of the City Council for allowing us to have this discussion on National Disability Employment Awareness Month. And we look forward to talking to you in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions? I guess I had a question, Brian. Could you tell us more about the Workforce Opportunity Federal Tax Credit?
Sure. I know that Ken works with it all the time, so he could get into the exact specifics. But there are resources available to employers who hire individuals with disabilities. They can get tax credits and all the training and consultation. That's something that I believe the commission does as part of their free service. That
you do consultation with employers?
Absolutely. So, absolutely. We can meet with employers to talk about adaptive and assistive technologies, about ways to streamline and kind of create a welcoming environment in their workplaces. And then there's financial incentives, and we can definitely connect employers and people in the business community to the Work Opportunity Tax Credit and other federal deductions that exist to create accessible workplaces.
Okay. And then is it Vail or Val?
Vail like Colorado, Horton okay. like Horton, here's a who.
So your firm is called Insight?
Yes.
Does it also work with employers on issues like this?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yeah. We help people with disabilities get employed on a monthly basis through a lot of different programs that we have, but then also we have an entrepreneurship program where we're actually making investments and helping people with disabilities start their own business.
Mm, great. Okay.
Yeah. So at this point, Commissioner Saltzman, the President of the Council, is going to read a proclamation. And following the proclamation, we're going to gather in this part of the front of our area and for a group photograph.
Okay, here goes the proclamation. Whereas in 1945, Congress first declared October as a month dedicated to employing people with disabilities. And whereas in 1990, President George Bush signed into law the Americans with Disabilities Act, a comprehensive civil rights law that prohibits discrimination based on ability. And whereas the City of Portland is committed to being a model employer by removing barriers in the workplace, providing meaningful access and services, and building a workforce of people of diverse abilities who strengthen our bureaus, our offices, and our work. And whereas the City of Portland has programs dedicated to increasing employment of people with disabilities, including the city's new disability employment program, Disability Power PDX, the Project Search internship program, the upcoming launch of Access to Work program, and many other resources and opportunities within our bureaus. And whereas the Portland Commission on Disability is an advisory body that seeks to broaden outreach and inclusion of people with disabilities in our community and to facilitate increased collaboration and information exchanges between people with disabilities, city bureaus, and city council. And whereas the City of Portland recognizes that there are many forms of disabilities and that people with disabilities come from all backgrounds, ages, social classes, sexual orientations, and gender identities. And whereas this month we dedicate more than 70 years of progress and look forward to continue building upon that work, and are proud to uphold the theme of this year's National Disability Employment Month, Empowering All. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim October 2018 to be Disability Employment Awareness Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month. Now, if we can all gather right in front of where we are standing, and we'll get a photo.
Can you just hold it up again?
Nice job.
Can I help you?
Hi, nice to meet you. Thank you.